Now, another big quake hits California. I'm Bart Necker. Small communities in the Mojave Desert are reeling this morning from a magnitude 7.1 earthquake, the second major trembler in as many days to rock Southern California. Jim Roop says officials near the epicenter of the latest large quake say in spite of the 7.1 magnitude, damage and injuries are minimal.
Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin details the calls received since the 7.1 struck about 8:20 p.m. local time.
We had two reported structure fires. Then there were several natural gas leaks at residents. Our water system is intact and operational. Nothing but minor injuries and such as cuts and bruises, as the grace of God.
The aftershocks continue, as does the potential for another large event, so most residents are still on edge. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Kern County, California Supervisor Mike Gleason says gas leaks and fires are an issue.
We have about 1,300 people without power. We have multiple fires. We had two fires. Don't know injury reports yet, but the situation is building. We have multiple gas leaks.
The shaking was felt as far away as Mexico. The NBA Summer League game between the New Orleans Pelicans and the New York Knicks in Las Vegas was postponed Friday night following reports of the quake. Scoreboards and speakers near the ceiling of the arena shook when the quake hit. There was an explosion inside a seven-story University of Nevada Reno dorm room. People nearby said they thought it was an earthquake or car crash. Authorities say there were two explosions, which they describe as a major utility incident. Heading into the weekend on Wall Street on Friday, the Dow Industrials fell 44 points, S&P down 5, NASDAQ down 8. I'm Bart Necker.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
The United States will play the Netherlands in the final of the 2019 Women's World Cup on Sunday. Correspondent T.J. Coutini has a preview.
The USA came into the tournament as most people's favorites, both in the United States and internationally, and they're the overwhelming favorites to beat the Netherlands and retain the trophy. Allie Krieger of Team USA says, though, it won't be easy.
You're here playing against the best of the best teams in the world, obviously against the European champions. It will be a battle, but we're so prepared, and we just have to mentally just be focused and keep doing what we've been doing this entire tournament.
The Americans have won all of their matches this World Cup. On the other side, the Netherlands are playing in their first ever Women's World Cup final, becoming the eighth different country to play in a final and the fourth European nation. USA and the Netherlands kick off at 11 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. I'm T.J. Coutini.
And I'm Bart Neckert.
America will never be a socialist country.
The president's right, but a proposal from the Department of Health and Human Services would adopt socialist price controls from foreign countries. This international drug pricing index would cripple American medical innovation, delay access to life-saving therapies, and mean fewer cures. Reject socialist price controls at protectmypartb.org. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Guys, you know that new Untuckit shirt you've been eyeing? Now through July 7th, you can save 25% on select styles in stores and online with Untuckit's annual 4th of July sale. Every Untuckit shirt has that just right length and comes in more than 50 fit combinations, so guys of all sizes and ages can look great and feel casual. Just visit Untuckit.com or any of Untuckit's 60 plus stores across the country. Shop now through July 7th to save 25% on select styles. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
WMAL traffic. I'm Michelle Murray. So far, traffic is moving at a good pace on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway. Though keep in mind there are mobile work crews scheduled to be in place until 9 a.m. east and westbound between Business 234 and Route 29 in Centerville. So far, not seeing any delays through that stretch. Traveling the Capitol Beltway, so far things are moving well in Maryland and Virginia, and so far no problems to report in the district on DC 295 between the 11th Street Bridge and East Capitol Street.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Walmsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, and then again at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
Guys, you know that new Untucked shirt you've been eyeing? Now through July 7th, you can save 25% on select styles in stores and online with Untucked's annual 4th of July sale. Every Untucked shirt has that just right length and comes in more than 50 fit combinations, so guys of all sizes and ages can look great and feel casual. Just visit Untucked.com or any of Untucked's 60 plus stores across the country. Shop now through July 7th to save 25% on select styles. Untucked, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 25 megabit internet for $39.95 per month when you add one voice mobility line. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Have you heard that all Montgomery County youth ages 18 and under can now ride free all the time on ride-on buses? That's right, free all the time. Children under 5 must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, and all children ride at the discretion of their parents or guardians. Riders must show a Youth Cruiser Smart Trip card or student ID. For more information, go to youthcruiser.com. That's youthcruiser.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and Jeff Wolf is behind the console this morning. Jane Houghton is our producer. And a lot to cover. Obviously, you're hearing about the earthquake in California, again in the Ridgecrest area. And we will have full details on that for you in just a second. Of course, this morning there's news on that tanker that was taken in by the British, the Iranian tanker. Now reports of weapons on that tanker. And we'll talk about that with Tony Schaefer coming up later on this morning. Of course, the president's address on the 4th of July, big news topic. Joe Biden making headlines yesterday as he had a lengthy conversation with Chris Cuomo on CNN. We'll have audio highlights of all of the above. But first, the breaking news overnight. It was 11:19 Eastern Time, 8:19 in California, a 7.1 magnitude earthquake. It's the strongest in Kern County since 1952, and it struck a day after the 6.4 earthquake on Thursday. And that was an earthquake on Thursday, but now it is being relabeled a 4 shock. Now, if you want to get a geographical perspective, Ridgecrest is about 130 miles north of Los Angeles and about 150 miles west of Las Vegas. If you've ever driven up Route 15, it's about halfway up Route 15, but up to the north, about 70 miles up to the north. It's very close to the China Lake Naval Air Warfare Center. Now, we have some audio, and I want to lead off with Dr. Lucy Jones. This was a press conference she did at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, about 11 o'clock Pacific. Now, she's with the Caltech. She's a seismologist. And what was interesting, if you listen carefully, there is an aftershock. While she is making the presentation, you'll hear the alarms go off, and you'll hear her talking about it.
I want to give a bit of a summary on tonight's earthquake. Of course, we had a magnitude 7.1. It is part of the ongoing sequence that we're calling Searles Valley. So it's strongly affected both Ridgecrest and China Lake. The earthquake yesterday, the magnitude 6.4, we are now calling a 4 shock because the 7.1 tonight is larger. That really is just a semantic distinction. We have a sequence of earthquakes, and we have a 4.8 aftershock that is just beginning and will be coming down here soon, but we shouldn't have any shaking. We should turn the sound off. Yeah. One thing we wanted to show you, the estimate is now up to 5. Maybe we will fill it. Let's see. If this is a 5, it will be our third aftershock of magnitude 5 or greater. We've also had... 17 magnitude 4s and over 70 magnitude 3s since the main shock happened. And we have the aftershock going. You know, this comes out as actually 5. It will be the third one above magnitude 5. And I just love that.
Wow. What a press conference, huh? Now, you're going to hear probably over the next day or two about another scale. You know, we talk about 7.1 on the Richter scale, but there is something called the Mercalli Shake Scale. And this is something that predicts damage. And this quake was measured at 9. A level 8 predicts severe levels of damage. And this was a 9 on the Mercalli Shake Scale. Now, there was a road, Route 178, up near China Lake, and you'll see the images probably later today. There was right lateral horizontal movement on the road. Okay, so the road moves to the right, and it's 2 feet separation from where it was. It moved to the right. They call that right lateral horizontal movement. And I wanted to play a little more of Dr. Lucy Jones because she really gets into kind of the details on this, and it's a little bit of an education on earthquakes and measurement.
When you talk about this being a 7.1 there, what is it that we're feeling in L.A. kind of roughly as far as...
The magnitude, it does not depend on location. It is a 7.1 period. There's no location adapted to that. To describe what we feel, we talk about intensity. And it looks like it was intensity 3 to 4 in the Los Angeles area, depending on exactly where you were.
For those tuning in at 11 o'clock, so the aftershock sequence is not a surprise. It's vigorous, but it's in line with what we've seen before. Not surprised with a 7.1, maybe not anticipating it, but that's also within the within the ballpark.
In California, Southern California would expect to have a magnitude 7 once every 15 or 20 years. The last one was 20 years ago. We would expect to have a 6 every 3 years or so, and the bigger surprise is that we've gone 20 years without a 6. This is more, think of this as a return to what California is supposed to be doing, rather than really, but the last 20 years was the standard. Also, this part of California, the Owens Valley, starting from here up through to Mammoth and getting up into towards Reno, is characterized by these types of earthquakes. There have been multiple sequences with many magnitude 7s and many large earthquakes within the sequences with these large, very active aftershock sequences. So this is far from unusual for this area.
And of course, that's Dr. Lucy Jones at Caltech. She's a seismologist there. Mark Ghilarducci is with the California Office of Emergency Services. That's the governor's office. And he did a press conference later on in the night and early this morning. And here's some of the highlights of what he had to say.
The quake did last for some time. It was felt widely throughout, most of Southern California and even as far north here as Sacramento. The shaking intensity was very significant. Looking at our algorithms run through what we call our HAZUS, our hazard analysis algorithm, the shaking intensity was at its highest level in and around China Lake and just adjacent to the town of Ridgecrest. We have significant reports of fires. Structure fires, mostly as a result of gas leaks or gas line breaks. There are gas line breaks throughout the city. There are also reports of water main breaks. Power is out and communications is out to parts of the community.
And, of course, that's Dr. Mark Ghilarducci with the California Office of Emergency Services. Now, we've heard sort of the details from the officials and the experts. What was it like for a resident? Well, this is one of the residents of Ridgecrest, posted online from the Fresno Bee.
Get under the table.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That was a bad
one. This is so bad.
Oh, the front door came open.
That's okay. It's okay. Just hold on. Hold on. Oh, my God. This is bad.
Now, that's one of the residents of Ridgecrest. A resident up in the Bakersfield area is the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy. He was home. He spoke with Fox News late last night.
I'm in my home in Bakersfield, about 90 minutes away, and it was one of the strongest earthquakes I've felt since I've been through California. It was a rolling one, where literally my wife and I got up and got into the doorway. It lasted a long time. I had just toured Ridgecrest today. Mm-hmm. I just left, went through from the emergency units. We went through looking at the damage from the last. Now, the last one was 6.4. The early reporting now is this is 7.1.
Yep.
Anytime you're over 7.0 is a major serious damage. I just got off the phone with the mayor. They were putting things back together, rushing in. This is concerning, the size of this earthquake.
And that was Kevin McCarthy, of course. And a 6.4 earthquake Thursday, a 7.1 magnitude earthquake last night. And to put that in perspective, the Northridge earthquake was 25 years ago in January. That was a 6.7. And you remember the damage at the Northridge quake. I was in Los Angeles at the time. I was about 20 miles from the epicenter of the Northridge quake, very, very early in the morning. And I can tell you the sound and the vibration, it was like a freight train was rumbling through the house. I mean, it was so intense. And it went on and on and on. So I can just imagine what these people are going through, that not only the quakes themselves, but they have had hundreds of aftershocks. Typically in an aftershock, it's kind of a wave, but your light fixtures will wave back and forth, and it's very eerie because you don't know if that's going to be an even bigger one. So that's what's going on in California this morning. Power outages, injuries, fires, separations in a number of roads, those fires being caused by gas line breaks. Also, urban search and rescue teams and hazmat units have been dispatched. Obviously, we'll keep you posted throughout the morning, but bear in mind it's 3:19 in the morning in that area, so probably not any more press briefings right away out of California, but that's the very latest. It's 6:19. It's time for a check of the WMAL traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia so far, traffic is moving well on 95 from Dale City into Springfield, and 395 looks like a good ride from Edsel Road to the 14th Street Bridge. No delays there. On 66, watch for mobile work crews doing some widening work along the left side east and westbound between Business 234 and Route 29 in Centerville. Traveling in the district on DC 295 in both directions between the 11th Street Bridge and East Capitol Street, speed limit is reduced to 40 miles an hour through that long-term work zone. Not seeing any delays there as of yet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for afternoon thunderstorms, a high of 91 today. We do have an 80% chance of precipitation for the day here on Saturday. For tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, high 85, 50-50 chance of rain. Clouds in the morning on Monday, sunshine in the afternoon, mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be in the mid-80s with very little chance of precip for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's kind of a sticky 76. We're headed up to 91, and it's 6:21 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we'll be talking about a lot of things this morning. The jobs numbers are out, and kind of an interesting contrast. The Washington Post on July 4th, headline, U.S. employment is looking cooler ahead of Friday's June jobs data. The Washington Post headline on Friday from a different reporter, hiring rebounds in June, easing fears of a U.S. recession. So they pronounced doom and gloom the day before, but then everybody seems to be a lot more positive about the U.S. economy as of Friday, adding 224,000 jobs, unemployment rate at 3.7. Now, we're going to be talking with Tony Schaefer this morning. We'll also be talking with KT McFarland, and on the agenda with both KT and Tony from different perspectives will be the president's trip to North Korea. What's it mean? What's the latest out of that? It's been a week. Have we seen any movement? The situation with Iran, the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, is threatening to increase his levels of uranium enrichment beginning as early as tomorrow. And he says we will increase to whatever level we deem essential and whatever we want. What's the administration going to do about that? There are reports that that is a signal that they want to talk. So we'll talk about that with Tony Schaefer and also KT McFarland this morning. Jennifer Harper joins us very shortly. We're going to take a look at the citizenship question on the census. Well, what's the American public feel about that? How about the Betsy Ross flag controversy during the week? Somebody's taken action on that. And if you're interested in an internship at the White House, we'll tell you how to go about that. That's coming up with Jennifer Harper. Also going to be talking with John Gizzi this morning. We'll get John's read on the president's speech, put that in perspective with some of the prior events. You may have seen the videos of tens of tanks, dozens of tanks rolling down Pennsylvania Avenue during the Eisenhower administration, and U.S. missiles aboard trucks rolling down Pennsylvania Avenue in one of JFK's parades along Pennsylvania Avenue. So there is some interesting historical perspective when you look at the presidential event on July 4th of 2019. I don't know if you watched it on TV or if you were there. The flyovers were amazing. The president was on script, although had a little teleprompter problem, and we'll have that audio for you a little bit later on. So we got a lot to cover on the Saturday morning update. We're glad you're with us, and we're at 6:24 on WMAL.
Love your car love. With the PenFed car buying service powered by TrueCar, you can view local inventory and compare dealer pricing to get the right car at a better price. Finance with PenFed Credit Union and enjoy rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles or as low as 2.49% APR on used vehicles. Everyone is welcome to apply. Visit PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
For more than three decades, I've prided myself on creating the very best smiles for my patients. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and we offer total solution dentistry, which includes comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry as well as implants, from a single tooth to full mouth restoration. Whether it's yellow or dulling teeth, teeth that are crooked, chipped or broken, or years of not seeing a dentist, we can restore your smile to one that's balanced and natural. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, we have the very latest technology for implants, the new standard of care for a single tooth or full mouth replacement and denture stabilization. And we offer spa quality comforts to pamper and relax you. Let my team work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. McMillan Sedation Dentistry. Quality, excellence, and comfort. Call 703-503-9490. That's 703-503-9490. Learn more and see our smile gallery at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Celebrate this week at Ashley Home Store's spectacular Stars and Stripes sale with huge store-wide savings and special low holiday prices. Save up to 50% off, plus free delivery. There's never been a better time to save at Ashley Home Store in Maryland and Virginia.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing REX. REX sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2% total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With REX, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. REX uses advanced digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And REX charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, REX has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. REX Real Estate Exchange Incorporated.
Saturday morning update. We are at 6:27, and we're going to have some of the highlights of the president's speech and also some of the highlights of Joe Biden's attempt to get his campaign back on track. He spent quite a bit of time with Chris Cuomo on CNN on Friday and made a lot of kind of interesting statements, some of which we'll fact check with audio, and that's going to be coming up right after we talk to Jennifer Harper. But I do want to get this in quickly because we only have a couple of minutes here. And a lot of controversy at the border and how the Democrats have all of a sudden realized there was a crisis. Now, you remember for months and months and months, there was no crisis at the border. It was a manufactured crisis. It was all Trump's manufacturing. He made the crisis. It was all a manufactured crisis. There was no crisis at the border. And you remember Jim Acosta standing at the border wall saying how calm and peaceful it was. Well, now the Democrats are singing a different song, but sounds like there could be a bit of exaggeration going on. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was there. Here's what she says, and then we'll hear what Kevin McAleenan has to say. He is the acting United States Secretary of Homeland Security.
These women were being told by CBP officers to drink out of the toilet.
We would never ask anyone to drink out of a toilet.
Well, I think that kind of speaks for itself. Now, if you've seen the pictures, what's kind of interesting and where Ms. Ocasio-Cortez could have been slightly confused or may have misunderstood something or may have just plain exaggerated, the facilities, there is a toilet, which is the same unit as the sink, and then there is potable water also at the sink. But it's all kind of like one stationary unit. So the unit has a toilet, and the unit has a sink, and the unit has drinking water. So if you haven't had the luxury of seeing that, and maybe Ms. Cortez heard something from somebody and was confused because she didn't see how the whole unit worked. Anyway, it's 6:29. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking with Jennifer Harper. John Gizzi's coming up. Also going to find out from John about Stephanie Grisham, the new incoming White House press secretary. And we'll get his reflections on what happened with her over in North Korea. Wow, that was on-the-job training, dealing with the North Korean security officials. We'll talk about that coming up with John. And again, we'll have K.T. McFarland and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. So stick around with us here on WMAL.
America will never be a socialist country.
The president's right, but a proposal from the Department of Health and Human Services would adopt socialist price controls from foreign countries. This international drug pricing index would cripple American medical innovation, delay access to life-saving therapies, and mean fewer cures. Reject socialist price controls at protectmypartb.org. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Guys, you know that new Untuckit shirt you've been eyeing? Now through July 7th, you can save 25% on select styles in stores and online with Untuckit's annual 4th of July sale. Every Untuckit shirt has that just right length and comes in more than 50 fit combinations, so guys of all sizes and ages can look great and feel casual. Just visit Untuckit.com or any of Untuckit's 60-plus stores across the country. Shop now through July 7th to save 25% on select styles. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
6:30 on WMAL, and in a check of the news, small communities in the Mojave Desert are reeling from that magnitude 7.1 earthquake. It is the second major tremor in as many days to rock Southern California. Authorities say the Friday night shaker, a 7.1, centered near the town of Ridgecrest, and of course the same area where the 6.4 magnitude quake hit on Independence Day. We had audio earlier from Mark Ghilarducci, the director of the California Office of Emergency Services. He says there are significant reports of structure fires, mostly as a result of gas leaks or gas line breaks throughout the city. He also reports a building collapse in the small town of Trona. He said there could be even more serious damage to the region that won't be known until the first light on Saturday. Obviously, it's 3:30 in the morning in California. A top aide to Iran's supreme leader says the Islamic Republic is ready to begin enriching uranium beyond the level set by Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. A video posted on a website for Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says that Americans directly and Europeans indirectly violated the deal, adding in the video that increasing uranium enrichment beyond 3.67% as allowed by the deal is, quote, unanimously agreed upon by every component of the establishment. Iran does appear poised to begin increasing the uranium enrichment tomorrow, closer to weapons-grade levels of uranium, the deadline set by the president for Europe to offer new terms to the deal expires tomorrow. Justice Department pursuing a route to the citizenship question on the census. That the debate has been continuing all week and will continue in the weeks ahead as the Justice Department and the administration attempt to find a path that will make it through the courts. Pete Buttigieg has stunned the Democratic presidential field with a nearly $25 million second quarter fundraising haul. He now needs to figure out how to use that money to build a campaign that can go the distance against the nearly two dozen rivals and ensure that enthusiasm from donors is matched by support from the voters. That does pose big challenges for Buttigieg. Of course, he is the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He is lagging several of his top opponents in the number of staff on the ground in early states. He also has significant work to do to earn the support of African-American voters, where he has 0% support at this time. He says much of his emphasis will be on, quote, retail politics. Campaign also says it plans in coming months to add 100 people to a staff that started with 6 employees. 6:33, time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, traffic is moving well along the Capitol Beltway through Maryland and Virginia. Be aware if you're traveling to the Bay Bridge eastbound. Right on the bridge itself, there is a disabled vehicle in the right lane, though we're not seeing any delays, but do use caution there. Traveling in Virginia, be aware of mobile work crews doing some work east and westbound between Business 234 and Route 29 in Centerville, reported to be along the left side of the roadway. Not seeing any delays at this time. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
We have a strong chance of afternoon thunderstorms today, a high of 91 with an 80% chance of precipitation. Scattered thunderstorms for Sunday, high 85. Cloudy on Monday with a high of 84. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 87. And Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 89. 76 right now, heading to 91, 634 on the Saturday morning update.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Nick Vertucci, and not that long ago, I was a first responder struggling to make ends meet, and I was in major debt with a wife and three girls to feed. Then I developed my flipping houses formula, and now I'm financially free. As a first responder, I protected countless lives, and now I protect financial lives, and I want to help you too. For a limited time, I'd like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my House Flipping 101 kit. In this kit, I'll show you how to flip one house in the D.C. area. With my proven formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my massive network of real estate investors looking to invest.
Call 800-578-1084 to get your kit, and Nick will give you two free tickets to his upcoming event. Call 800-578-1084 now, and he'll personally teach you his formula for flipping with profits. Call 800-578-1084 right now for free tickets and a copy of Nick's House Flipping 101 kit. Call 800-578-1084. That's 800-578-1084 now.
It is a Saturday morning update. Great to have you with us on a holiday weekend. And great to have Jennifer Harper with us on a holiday weekend. I hope you had a fabulous 4th of July.
I did, Rick. Good morning.
The citizenship question on the census is a debate topic. It's been going back and forth all week, but it's still up in the air. What does the American public seem to feel about the citizenship question on the upcoming 2020 census?
Well, that's a question that does not seem to be going away at the moment, and certainly we don't even know the fate of the citizenship question on the census this week anyway. But what we do know is that Americans actually favor the idea, and this is something which has been consistent over a number of months. And I'll just quote one poll here for you this early in the morning with our numbers. But support for such a question remains strong among Americans. This is according to a new Rasmussen Report survey. And it finds that 64% of Americans think that the U.S. Census should show respondents whether they are citizens of the United States. And only 28% disagree with this. And, again, this is coming from Rasmussen Reports, and they just put it in a very nice, terse way. They say these findings are little changed from January. And this is a very recent poll, about 1,500 American adults. Conducted about June 30, so pretty concurrent.
Big controversy this week over a pair of running shoes, those of Nike that were designed with the Betsy Ross flag. Colin Kaepernick was offended. Nike pulled the shoes, and there is continuing response not only from the public but from somebody else.
Yes, aren't we just loaded with cultural moments regarding Betsy Ross? Can you imagine that suddenly she has become a focus of a lot of discussion right now? But, you know, not everybody in the apparel business is agreeing with Nike. And certainly a very significant group that has disagreed with them in a very public way is Nine Line Apparel. And I bring them up because this is a veteran-owned apparel company. They're based in Georgia. And they're striking back with, yes, a new line of T-shirts that display the Betsy Ross flag with a lot of patriotism and a lot of flair. And this is what Tyler Merritt, he's a retired Army captain, he's CEO of Nine Line Apparel. He says, Nike seeks profits through controversy, but with absolutely no regard for consequences. And again, this is coming from Tyler Merritt, he's the CEO of this particular group in Georgia. He said, in its corporatist wake, it leaves behind anti-American sentiment and division, harming our country. But since Nike has no interest in displaying the Betsy Ross flag, a classic symbol of freedom and unity, then we proudly will. And not only have they done that, but they're now organizing another official boycott of Nike, and that's going with the hashtag No to Nike. And again, coming from our friend Mr. Merritt, he says, how far has Nike fallen? It once was an iconic American company. Now it can't even stomach associating itself with one of the greatest moments in our country's history, when individuals of diverse backgrounds put differences aside to fight tyranny and secure liberty. Nike says, just do it. We say, just stand for your beliefs and for your country. Again, that's coming from Nine Line Apparel. If you're interested in these, nineLineApparel.com, and the new T-shirts will be available July 12th.
So Robert Mueller ultimately will testify on Capitol Hill this month. The Democrats have been doing everything they can to get people to read the Mueller report. There have been celebrity readings of the Mueller report, and how many different versions of the paperback are available in virtually every location if you want to buy a copy of the Mueller report. But what are you finding in terms of how many people have actually read it?
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. I mean, certainly there's going to be yet another media frenzy when Mr. Mueller takes center stage on Capitol Hill to have his say on Russian collusion. We've just heard about that for months on end. But anyway, again, we have some numbers this early in the morning for you, but someone has actually done a comprehensive poll about how many people have or have not read the actual report. This is coming from an Economist YouGov poll of 1,500 U.S. adults. This was conducted on June 22 to 25. Here's what they say, and this part is significant. 75% of Americans have watched broadcast coverage of the Mueller report, but my gosh, not very many people have actually sat down and read it. 50% of Americans say that they have read none of the report at all, and this is kind of across the board with all the parties, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats, all kind of confess they have not read the darn thing. About a third have read some of it, and 12% overall have said they have read most of it. But about reading all of it, only 7% say they have read all of the report. So I don't know how that fits in with the Democrats' plan, but certainly Americans are not very moved to take a peek at it for themselves. Although, might not be a bad idea if there's going to be a great deal of media spent on this one.
We've seen the rating drops for CNN over the past few months. What's happening with the Sunday talk shows on Sunday morning?
Well, this is kind of news. I mean, we always consider them to be a staple on Sunday, and they've set the news pattern for the week, et cetera, et cetera. But my gosh, here's some proof from our friends over at Pew Research Center. Sunday talk shows are faltering in the ratings. And it's helpful, too, to take a peek at the history of these shows. I mean, a lot of people may not know or remember that NBC's Meet the Press is the nation's longest-running television show. It debuted on November 6, 1947. And right behind them was CBS Face the Nation that went on the air in 1954 and ABC's debuted in 1981. And I did all the math on that and figured out between the three of them, they've been on the air for 175 years. Wow. But all that aside, yeah, how about that? But all that aside, here's what our friends over at Pew Research Center say. They say the average audience of the network TV Sunday morning political talk shows on ABC, CBS, and NBC, their audience numbers have declined 8% in 2018. That's a fair amount. And they're only at 2.3 million average viewers. And this is coming from the Pew Research Center, but wait, there's more here. They also say on those news magazines, such as ABC's 2020 and CBS 60 Minutes, they say the average audience for the four news magazine shows that are popular on the network, they have also declined, again, down 8% in the past year. And you have to wonder if these ratings are falling because they're not particularly broadcasting the news right now, which is something a lot of voters really are hungry for. They're not really going in for unembellished news. They're still pushing the opinion and agenda, and it might be reflected in the ratings here. And also, there's some people that are doing well are the evening newscasts for ABC, CBS, and NBC, and they've remained pretty stable in 2018. They've got 5.3 million viewers turning in on average, and if you ask about the money, how much money are these guys making? Well, their revenues have fallen also. They're down by 6%, according to Pew. So kind of a iffy time for the talk shows, I think, when they're got enough competition.
You know, it's funny. I try and catch all of the Sunday talk shows, or at least a portion thereof. And if I leave the television on after the show's over and I come back in the room, there's always a cooking show. It's always an infomercial after the Sunday talk shows. So I think that's a barometer of what's going on with the Sunday television in general. You know, once they're done with the talk shows, it's either a cooking show or a blender or a vacuum cleaner.
True.
All right, so you have a son or daughter, and they're looking for an internship. And there are a lot of different places you can intern, but probably one of the most interesting and exciting and dynamic would be 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yes, indeed. I think I would call that the ultimate internship. And if you do know a young person who's looking for this kind of experience, the White House Internship Program is now taking applications. It's a pretty exciting program this time around. This is a three-month experience for young folks, and it begins in January 2020, and you know that is going to be a very interesting time to be in the White House. And some of the details here, the hopefuls for the White House internship program must be at least 18, currently enrolled in an undergraduate or graduate degree program at a college or university. Or some, if they have more recently completed their degree, they're also considered. And again, also we have U.S. military veterans can apply if they have a high school diploma or an equivalent, and they're welcome to apply as long as they have served on active duty in the recent 2 years. And here's what the organizers have to say. Applicants are selected based on their demonstrated commitment to public service, leadership in the community, and commitment to the Trump administration. If you're curious or know someone that is, don't dilly-dally, because the applications are going to be accepted only through August 23rd. That's going to come up quicker than we think. You can go to apply/whitehouse.gov and take a peek. And it's a fairly comprehensive application process, so again, don't dilly-dally on that.
And hope that you never posted anything offensive or politically incorrect on Facebook or wherever you do your social media posts, Instagram, etc., because I am sure they will take a peek. Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. You can always follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Have a lovely remainder of the 4th of July holiday weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And we're at 6:46. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In Virginia, on northbound 95 between U.S. 17 Warrington Road exit 133 and Centerport Parkway, there's an accident blocking the left lane, but not really causing too much of a delay there. Continuing north on 95, no delays heading into Springfield, and 395 still looks good heading to the 14th Street Bridge. Keep in mind that on 66, some road widening work taking place between Business 234 and Route 29 in Centerville till about 9 o'clock this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for afternoon thunderstorms today with a high of 91. 80% chance of rain today. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 85. Clouds on Monday, high to 84. Sunny on Tuesday, high 87. And cloudy on Wednesday with a high of 89. 76 right now in Washington, headed to 91 this afternoon, 6:47. It is the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Good to have you with us. And I would assume that you either saw the president's speech July 4th, Lincoln Memorial, or at least you heard some of the clips or saw some of the highlights and the flyovers. One thing that has fascinated me is there has not been an estimate of the crowd. And my guess is the crowd, because it was huge, then if you look at the pictures, the crowd stretches the entire length of the reflecting pool, and then across 17th Street, there is a whole mob of people on the monument grounds, and that's a long way away. So lots of people showed up. There was all this talk it was going to be a small crowd because it was last minute and it was organized late and there wouldn't be a great crowd of people, and then it was raining and the precipitation would cause people not to come. The crowd was huge, but nobody reported that because it was a big crowd. It just cracks me up. Had it been a small crowd, oh, would you have seen all of the empty space and all of the media complaining of how small the crowd was and nobody showed up and all of the money that was spent? Anyway, in advance, Democrats railing on the president because it was going to be a political speech. It was Trump's event. It was all about Trump. It was not about America. Yada, 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 yada. Well, he stuck to the script, even though his teleprompter went out. And I thought the president was on message. And, you know, between the music, between his content, between the military flyovers, the images, I thought it was a great event. Here's just a highlight or two of the president's speech.
That same American spirit that emboldened our founders has kept us strong throughout our history. To this day, that spirit runs through the veins of every American patriot. It lives on in each and every one of you here today. It is the spirit, daring and defiance, excellence and adventure, courage and confidence, loyalty and love that built this country into the most exceptional nation in the history of the world, and our nation is stronger today than it ever was before. It is its strongest now.
Well, before, now, and the president spoke of the future.
We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant, crossed the continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens, because we will never forget that we are Americans, and the future belongs to us.
And the president, we got one more clip from the president's address that we'd like to bring to you as he spoke of history.
Hello, America. Hello. The First Lady and I wish each and every one of you a happy Independence Day on this truly historic 4th of July. Today we come together as one nation with this very special salute to America. We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military.
So that's just a sampling of the president's address. Now, of course, Democrats were not happy. Here's their response after the fact. You'll recognize the voices. We'll start it off with Tulsi Gabbard's. Then you've got Kirsten Gillibrand in there. You got Bernie Sanders in there. And we'll wrap it up with Elizabeth Warren.
It's become a day where it's all about Trump rather than about our country and our freedoms and the vision that our founders had for us.
I think it's a waste of money. You know, he's having a parade for himself, putting tanks out there for himself. And if he really cares about the men and women who are serving our nation, he'd be investing in higher pay, better housing, better health care.
I think we need money to go into affordable housing. I think we need money to go into rebuilding our infrastructure. I'm not quite sure that we need money to go in to put tanks in downtown Washington, D.C.
Donald Trump is handing out tickets to his big donors. That's a campaign event. And if he's going to do a campaign event, then it should be paid for by his campaign contributions. It should not be paid for by the American taxpayer.
Just never make them happy. Well, the president was leaving the White House yesterday, Friday mid-morning, headed to Bedminster, up to the golf club in Jersey, and he was asked about the event, and he was also asked about a slip-up. He talked about airports back in the Revolutionary War. He meant to say ports, and I'm sure he had air on his mind because of the flyovers. So that's, I think, how he came up with airports. But he said the teleprompter went out. But here's his assessment of the event and then what happened to the teleprompter.
Well, I can just tell you, those people that you see, a lot of people in front of the White House, every one of them loved it. I would actually say, and I want to sort of give a little appreciation, the media, generally speaking, loved it. They loved the evening. We had a lot of rain. I stood in the rain. The teleprompter went out. So I had... Yeah, the teleprompter went out. It kept going on. And then at the end, it just went out. It went kaput. So I could have said, and actually right in the middle of that sentence, it went out. And that's not a good feeling when you're standing in front of millions and millions of people on television. And I don't know what the final count was, but that went all the way back to the Washington Monument. And I guess the rain knocked out the teleprompter. So, but no, it's not that. I knew the speech very well, so I was able to do it without a teleprompter. But the teleprompter did go out. And it was actually hard to look at anyway because it was rain all over it. But despite the rain, that was just a fantastic evening. I think people really had it. And I think a lot of people, you know, it was really a recruitment situation. A lot of people are going to be joining our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard.
That's what we like about that guy. The teleprompter went kaput. I mean, he just tells it like it is, right? All right, and I just saved the best for last. Of course, we had demonstrators. Now, this is one of the speakers for Code Pink. And just check out the menu for the barbecue, right?
The 4th of July, which is supposed to be a day that we come together for barbecues, tofu burgers, frankfurters, picnics.
Tofu burgers, that's one of my favorite 4th of July traditions ever since I was a kid. It was always tofu burgers on the 4th. 6:55, Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
I was just calling to say thanks for saving my move.
How did we do that?
Our stuff was loaded, but we were out of time, and there was a mountain of junk we were leaving behind. My neighbor said, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They work till midnight, and they can be here in 90 minutes.
We came through for you?
You saved my move.
You're an angel for calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Hey, my name is Sarah, too.
My sister.
I'm just calling to say thank you.
You chose us. We should be thanking you.
Well, we were planning a move, and I'm a planner.
Excellent.
I wanted to send our junk packing.
And we sent it packing?
You sent it packing.
High five, girl.
High five.
When you want to send junk packing, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with macular degeneration? Is another condition like diabetes, cataract, stroke, or legal blindness affecting your vision? Have you been told there's nothing more that can be done? Well, Low Vision Specialists of Maryland and Virginia is here to help. Led by Dr. Thomas Asman since 1975, Low Vision Specialists of Maryland and Virginia designed special glasses to give you back the gift of sight when traditional glasses can no longer help. Maximize your remaining vision so you can read again, watch TV, even drive again in many cases. What's more, if Low Vision Specialists can't improve your sight, there's no cost. Call the doctors at Low Vision Specialists of Maryland and Virginia today at 301-321-7008. 301-321-7008. Help is on the way at one of their office locations around the Capitol Beltway. Call 301-321-7008 or visit lowvisionmd.org.
I get it. Walking into a weight loss clinic can be a lesson in humility. But not if you know that inside are non-judgmental, empathetic, professional EMP 180 client coaches focused on your goals.
I'm Wes Stearns from Woodbridge. I am a real EMP customer. Before the program, I was pushing size 38 pants. I'm pulling up pants that are size 34. It's a home run. I lost 21 pounds in 29 days. EMP is great. You have tons of food to choose from. It's good tasting food. It's easy to follow the plan. I love it. And when you get on that scale every week and see the results, you're going to trust them. I have not felt this great in 30 years. I'm able to work faster, harder. I wake up very well rested. It has changed my life 100%.
Set your first consult at EMP180.com. Or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. So are first responder, military, and teacher discounts. EMP 180 weight loss. Use it to lose it for life.
WMAL, first thing each morning.
Can you believe this news today?
Mary and Vince.
You just cannot make this stuff up, Vince.
Lisa Baden traffic.
I have several accidents now.
Wake up.
It's hilarious.
With WMAL.
Your Xfinity home security system can't walk the dog, but it can tell you what he does while you're not around. With live video monitoring, you can access from anywhere. It won't stop you from hitting your shins on things in the dark, but it can switch on the lights for you. And it can't stop your kids from sneaking out, but it can give you real-time alerts when doors or windows are opened after curfew. It can't make you a better cook either. But with professionally monitored smoke detectors, Xfinity gets alerted if things get out of hand. No matter what you're doing around the house, Xfinity Home can help. And no matter what happens, know you've got 24/7 professional monitoring from the pros at Xfinity backing you up. Basically, you handle the home, we'll handle the security. Xfinity Home gives you a new way to customize your home security. Call 1-800-XFINITY or go to Xfinity.com/home security. Demo at your local Xfinity store. No long-term service contract required. Xfinity Home. Simple, easy, awesome. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Have you heard the commercials that yell, "We have the buyers"?
Well, that's good for them, but not good for you if you're selling your home. I'm Eric Stewart with the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and I have over 31 years of real estate experience and knowledge. Buyer agents represent buyers. When you're selling your home, you want the listing team that sells your home fast and for top dollar to represent you. Google the Eric Stewart Group right now or call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
Coming up on the 7 o'clock news with Heather Curtis, she'll have the very latest on the 7.1 magnitude earthquake striking again in Ridgecrest, California, about 8:19 Pacific last night. Right after the news, we'll talk with John Gizzi. We're going to get his perspectives on the President's 4th of July event. Justin Amash leaves the Republican Party. We'll get John's perspective on what's next, including a possible pairing of Justin Amash with Tulsi Gabbard's on a Libertarian. That's coming up. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland. We'll talk with them about the latest on Iran, North Korea, and that's all on the way right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.